My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss sharing a motel room if Davin gets booked in the area. And what about the video chat? Listen and enjoy.
Where we last left off with my girlfriend Belinda was, I told her that my dear pal, Richard Eldorado, who was dating Mavis Mills for a while, is now possibly suicidal over this.
Right.
Over the breakup. I also told my girlfriend Belinda that I am now very wise, that I know that people are scammers. I know, of course, she's not a scammer.
Of course not.
But I know that.
The idea.
And we also talked about my possible trip working, doing comedy there, and doing a tour, and asking if she would share a hotel room with me, and she was a little put off by that.
Really? But you're supposedly in love.
Yeah, well, she wants to come to the Bahamas. Well, February 8th, 2013. Let's see, I say to her, it might take to them, I'm talking about the people that are putting on comedy shows in Ghana. I go, it might take them a bit to get back to me, so no reason to think about it now. So you never told me if you would be cool with sharing a hotel room. She goes, don't really know. Let's wait and see what happens. I go, kind of odd. She goes, why is that? I go, if you came to Atlantis, you were okay with it. Maybe something has changed, I said. She goes, knew it will not be possible. That's why I said it. You won't even come here again. I go, so you told me something that was not true? That isn't cool. Why do you say I won't come there again? When I just told you I'm waiting to hear from Charterhouse. She goes, you told me you will never come here again. Unless they invite you, you won't come. I go, a lot depends on what I see in the video now, doesn't it? Still does not excuse you lying to me. Thought you were more comfortable with me than you are. Now, I bring up the video because, remember, Joe thinks that if she does go in the video, he might change his thinking, but he's also saying that she's going to stall for a while.
Yes.
That's your position?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to stall, but that video is going to be a two-pointed sword. She'll do the video, but, like I said last week, she's on staff with these guys.
She's on staff.
She's on staff?
I'd love to have her on staff.
But, you know, so it's just, on their end, that could be a bigger ploy on their end, actually getting her on there, because then you'll definitely be all in.
I most certainly will.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
Who knows? Maybe.
And probably maybe the you know, figuring out the logistics, maybe a little bit better than we did at that call.
They're better at their job than we are at ours.
Well, maybe we can take a little something. Look, enough or not, we're on either side. You know, we're in different sides of the coin, but we have a little tech tips. Let's share.
Yeah, really.
But seriously,
let's workshop. Let's go to Johannesburg. We'll have a meeting.
Let's put our differences aside. How do you run? You know, our board sometimes.
Well, let me tell you all about.
We're now calling Africa for tech support.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, I think that we could be all in. And I think the off-foot dragon trying to figure out, you know, if they're going to do this and how they're going to do this.
Yes.
She goes, I am comfortable with you. I go, not enough to share a room, which is fine. Just wish you would not have lied to me about it. Now I wish we did not do some other stuff also. She goes, what other stuff is that? I go, the internet intimate stuff. She goes, for that I wanted to do it, so no worries. I go, do you promise?
Dirty
or is
girl.
That... Exactly. Mm. I go, do you promise or is that just not to make me upset? She goes, it's true. Do you remember I started it? Why would I if I was not interested? I go, I don't recall you starting it. I do recall you ending it, LOL.
Tease.
I go, I do recall your fondness for writing porn. Should we talk that way if you're not very comfortable with me? She goes, talk which way? I go, intimately. I don't try to get anybody else off like I did with you. Not something I normally do.
Where and we, fa- and we found that out from the beginning of the show.
That's very true.
How timely.
In fact.
She goes, okay.
What?
I go, what okay? I go, that does not answer the question. I mean, I put myself out there because I felt comfortable with you. Do you feel comfortable in that way with me? She goes, I feel comfortable with you. I go, okay. No more lies, though, okay? What you think is impossible might be possible, but if you lie, then it is all impossible.
Okay,
you know that I know that you know that you know that I know that you know that I know.
She goes, I know. I go, we will never work as a couple if you only tell me what you think I want to hear instead of how you really feel and what you really think.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, did I ever tell you how maddening okay is in a conversation on chat that is a little bit deep?
Okay.
She goes, well, remember you mentioned it once, but what else should I say? Okay, I get you, if that's better. I go, LOL, I guess. You and I come from very different worlds. She goes, okay, LOL, that's true. I go, okay. She goes, smiley face. I go, okay. She said, okay. I said, K.
This is deep.
Jesus Christ. She said, K.
Now you guys are just getting silly. No. Scam each other, damn it. Scam each other.
Yeah. Now it's going to be like a period.
I go, in parentheses, I go, and now we just stare at empty space.
It's evolved into, like, silence.
Then she writes out, O-K-A-Y, okay.
Oh, God.
Then she puts smiley. Then I go, okie dokie.
Oh,
no,
I left
this in again to illustrate what's going on. There is some type of relationship being formed.
There's playfulness.
Yeah, which you don't get in your average scammer.
But there is a relationship, like I said.
It's more than business, but, Joe.
In a way, it is in a sense. Okay, I have customers I deal with regularly, all day long.
Okay,
and we'll talk, we'll goof around, we'll crack jokes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when the guy calls, you're looking forward to the guy to call. You know, you goof around and stuff like that. Like I said, out of their day, this is the one highlight of their day. Oh, they're trying to rake you over the coals, Norton. But I'm telling you right now, you're a highlight of their day. Where it's somebody after you're dealing with these lonely people with their dumb lonely problems, and now you come along.
Nice, Joe. We're trying to help people. Yo, they're dumb lonely problems. You're a real sweetheart, and I'm the creep on this show. Really?
He's talking about it from the scammer point.
From the scammer point.
Not from Joe.
I'm not so sure.
I think so.
All right, General, I'm sorry. Don't put me in front of the firing squad.
Yeah, really?
Is that a drone or a cat?
He just tore a piece of that guy.
But
he knows
you're listening to the problems all day and sadness, you know, from all these people, and you get you with your antics. It kind of makes
antics?
The day go
I'm
by.
All in, baby.
I understand that, but it makes the day go by. They look forward, so they have a little, they're funning with you.
Even the chat said, really, Joe?
All right, I'm sorry.
The chat is dismayed with Joe.
I'm a general, damn it!
You're a general mess is what you are.
Don't be disrespectful to the general.
That's right. 4 stars, no wait.
So she goes to me.
That makes sense. I don't know why. No. I always love saying it. But anyway.
It's all right. We're used to you not making sense. She goes to me, what kind of movies do you like?
Okay, so she's trying to make conversation.
I go, porn, of course, LOL.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.